Good evening. You may be looking at me thinking to yourself, I believe that woman might be an elementary school nurse. You would be right. I had the privilege of wearing this costume all day yesterday for National School Nurse Day. Let that sink in. I got paid to dress like this. As an added bonus, they didn't call the psych ward and ask for an eval. So if you want to have a magical day, just get you an outfit like this. It's guaranteed. I had a great day. Last year, I had the privilege of coming to this and listening to some wonderful stories. I was with one of my school nurse friends, Michaela, shout. And she and I, after it was over, we were like, wow, that was great. And I leaned over and I said, man, they really need to hear from a school nurse. That's a niche they just really need to understand. So many people don't understand what we really do on a daily. It's more than ice packs and ibuprofen for certain. So I thought, you know, if I have an opportunity, I'm jumping. When I was asked if I would, I said yes. What we do is support the students. It's so much different than acute care because we get to know the students. We watch them grow up. We get their siblings coming up. We're watching them grow up. We're there when they have new family members come into their lives, and we're also there when they have loss of family members, grandparents, parents, and in my 9 years, I've had 3 students lose a sibling. There's not another job that's more rewarding than school nursing. Those kids really know how to make you feel appreciated. Interestingly enough, they know how to email now. And one of them had a foot injury early this year, and she emailed me a thank you. It was a heart shape with a cross in the middle, said thank you. I said, oh, wow, thank you so much. Well, come the end of the day, I was buttoning up my office, and I saw that there was a second page to this email. And so on the second page, she said, thank you for helping me with my foot. You make me smile. You make me laugh. You make me feel good about myself. I immediately emailed her mother and said, I needed that so much. Can you tell her thank you? It's like 5 o'clock. I was exhausted, but I took the time to email her back and say thank you. One of the students that I remember distinctly, mother, single mother, wasn't able to come to any daytime events. So she was practicing for a speech to run for student body government. She frequented my bathroom about 5 times before this speech was to happen. And she was like, I'm so nervous, I'm so nervous, I'm so nervous. I said, I understand. She goes, can you come? Will you promise me you'll be there? And I said, if I can, I will. I just never know what's going to be going on in here. If I can possibly bust out of here, though, I will be there. So when she went up to speak, the stars aligned, and I was able to enter the room and listen to her whole speech. And when she saw me coming off the stage, she squeezed me so hard I could scarcely breathe. And she was like, thank you so much. She dubbed me her mom away from mom, which I found very clever. And that same student, years later, invited me to her graduation. And as I was sitting way in the back, I didn't anticipate her bringing me one of the roses that the kids get, and they give them to someone who had a great impact on them and who helped them get to graduation. So that was very meaningful for me. There is one student that stands out for me in my 9 years. It was my second year as a school nurse. She reported to another student that she didn't want to go home that day, and he asked her why, and she said, I don't want my stepfather to rape me when I get home, which was like a punch in the gut, because I knew her quite well. And any of you that have ever worked with middle schoolers know that about 50% of the time they come in crying, and you're seeing if they're bleeding, you're wondering if it's emotional, physical, or both, pain. You're trying to tease it out. So almost every time I saw her, she was tearful. I never had an indicator that there was any abuse at home. I racked my mind to make sure I didn't miss anything. I imagine she just wasn't ready to tell. So she returned to school. There was enough evidence for an arrest to be made. About a week later, I was passing her in the hallway, and we made eye contact. And I thought, here she comes. I knew she was going to come down. So she came into my office, and she was crying, and she just fell into my arms. And I pushed the door closed because I happened to be alone. And she cried, my shoulder wet with tears. And about 5 minutes in, she pulled back, and she said, why do bad things happen to good people? I paused and I said, I wish I had an answer that would satisfy your mind, but what I can tell you is this, that one day you're going to be able to help somebody else because of your experience, just like I'm doing for you right now. She went to some residential treatment for trauma, and I moved schools, and I never had an opportunity to work with her again, but I really hope that she remembers me and I had an impact on her like she did on me. Fast forward to COVID in the schools. People did not handle that well. Some people did, a lot of people didn't. School nurses were going crazy trying to deal with parents that were just nasty about it. One particular incident, I walked a student out, escorted him to his mother, and she looked me up and down and said, remember, son, I told you, you gotta be careful who you trust. All because he was honest with me that he should have been quarantining at the time. I handled my business. She asked me a couple questions. I answered them, you know, and then I went back inside and proceeded to bawl because I was so mad. So I sat with my principal, tears streaming into my mask, and I said, I need more joy in my life. And he said, that's a great idea, Michelle. Why don't you focus on that? I said, done. So I got myself an inflatable unicorn costume, and I started visiting other school nurses with mocha and a shot of joy, right? So about 4 months after that, I had been collecting unicorn books. I have a granddaughter, and we were reading unicorn books. That was my new thing. And I have one called Unicorn Day, and we read through the book. They go out and they get a cupcake with sprinkles and they swim in the glitter lake and they frolic in the enchanted forest. And she says to me, when is Unicorn Day anyway? And I said, today. So we went to the bookstore, we got cupcakes with sprinkles, we did whatever we wanted to do, we wore glitter. And the beautiful thing about that is it doesn't have to be a specific day on the calendar. The first one was February 15th, 2021, but it doesn't have to be any specific day. Whenever the mood strikes us and we want to have cupcakes with sprinkles, we have a unicorn day. So yesterday, when I was wearing this costume, one of the students, a boy, the boys like it just as much as the girls do, he wrote me a letter. Thank you so much for helping me with my toe. I really appreciate all you do. I love it when you wear your unicorn costume. So awesome, you guys. And I know we all realize as nurses how fleeting this life can be. It's unpredictable. We never know how much time we're going to have. I read a book called Happier years ago, and until COVID, it didn't really hit home to me. But in that book, he explains that happiness is the ultimate currency, and he tries to help you get more of that in your daily life. It's not like you have it or you don't. There are degrees of happiness. So if we can get more in everyday interactions, why not? So I want to leave you with sunspots. I search for all the sunspots that I can soak in, and I bathe in every sunspot I can find. So thank you for listening, and have a great evening.